to see you guys are doing a real good job.
Thank you, sir.
Very, very grateful for that.
Thank you, Governor.
When Governor Cooper arrived at the Cashers Fire Department, he made sure to shake hands with every emergency worker there.
Appreciate you calling them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate your leadership.
Thousands here were still without power more than a day after Irma passed through. Cooper said the state was fortunate to avoid its excessive rainfall. However, it did not dodge the strong winds that accounted for the fallen trees, which brought down numerous power lines in the region.
And we want you to know that in Raleigh, we want to be here to help. We want to be here to coordinate, wanting to make sure that you all had everything you need, because it's not often that Western North Carolina has to deal with the effects of a hurricane. But this is one that did give you a good blow. We're fortunate that we didn't have serious injury and loss of life, and we count our blessings for that.
Looking forward, Cooper said there was little more the region could do to better improve its odds in the future.
I think right now we have a good coordination among our local, state, and federal officials, and the fact that we are working so closely together and rely on each other, I think it's very positive. I think it's a little too early to assess what we can do better. I think we certainly avoided the worst of the storm, but we could have gotten it an awful lot worse, and I'm glad that we did.
Cooper said it's uncertain when or if federal disaster funds will be made available. However, he is actively seeking them. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.